play they're winning too. Really attractive brand of basketball, knocking down threes, attacking the rim, great athleticism.
Robertson, a little cherry on top from the man who's been starring from the get-go. Perfect start to their inaugural season. They are 2 from 2, the new franchise, and they could not have been more impressive this afternoon with this performance.
They were a seriously polished outfit yesterday, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. Far too strong in the end for Brisbane Bullets. 113-93, a huge victory in their first game at Melbourne Arena as the home team. They beat Melbourne United last Thursday. It's been a wonderful, wonderful start for them. Their coach, Simon Mitchell, joins us this afternoon here on SEN. Simon, congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, thanks, Jake. Appreciate that. Good start.
It was, and I think the thing that impressed me most, so I was just sitting on my couch watching it at home, is that there was no let-up really at any major stage. It was consistent all the way through.
Yeah, we got off to a little bit of a slow start, but yeah, once we got going, I thought our efforts in key areas were pretty good. When you're down a few players, you know, you put the onus on everybody to step up, and I thought the guys did pretty well there.
Going into the game, you would have been well aware of Lamar Patterson, and I know you spoke about it a little bit in your post-game press conference as well, but I thought as a team defensively, you did a really good job to obviously be aware of him.
Yeah, well, he was pretty good. I'm a huge rap on Lamar Patterson. Yeah. I actually watched him a lot in college, and another one of those guys I wanted to get at some stage, but he ended up in Brisbane. But we had a little bit of a dance with him at Melbourne United. There was there was some talk there, but never quite came to fruition. But he was really good yesterday, and we had a lot of trouble slowing him down. But we kind of went in with a game plan that we really wanted to protect the 3-point line. He's incredibly gifted one on one in isolation, but we didn't want to leave him and let him kick it out to 3-point shooters. So we figured we're going to take a bit of poison. We'll take it with him and let him finish inside the 3-point arc. So whilst he had a great game, I think it kind of came off for us.
Let me ask you about John Robertson. He was in the studio with me last weekend, and his beautiful partner Ida was in here as well, and we learned about her basketball journey, which is fascinating. But John's someone that you had your eyes on from a fair way out. Just tell us what you saw that you liked from his European basketball.
Well, it's pretty obvious, I think. But he's really gifted. So I guess it goes back to when we had Casper where at Melbourne United the first year, and we hadn't re-signed him for the second season, but we were very keen on him, and he went back to France in the off-season, the NBL off-season, and completed the season over there. And so I started watching a little bit of the French league, and came across John and just thought, crikey, you know, he'd be fantastic in the NBL. And just been following him throughout the years ever since, putting the phone call in each year to his agent and just saying, hey, any chance? And he's going, no chance, move on. And then things fell our way while we're over in Vegas this year, and we had an opportunity to sign him, and we didn't hesitate.
And he doesn't hesitate. I think that's the beautiful thing about him, is that when he's open, there's no thinking about it. He's knocking that thing down.
He's a world-class shooter. If he hesitates, there's something wrong. He should never hesitate. I actually had a bit of a crack at him yesterday. I said, mate, you go 9 of 11, yeah, that's a bit of a problem. And he's like, what do you mean? I thought, you haven't shot it enough. If you only missed 2 shots, you've got license, so keep chucking it up there.
You realise not every coach would say that. You realise that?
Oh, no. Look, he's actually... He's one of those guys. He's so team orientated, and he warms his way into a game. He doesn't come out firing. He kind of warms his way in, and he's looking to set the table for others first. And then when his opportunities come, he kind of grasps them. But I think there was a couple of times early in the game yesterday where he had pretty good looks, and he made the extra pass, which, you know, it's part of his makeup. It's part of his personality. We're gonna have to try and get him a little more selfish. Calling his own number.
No, exactly. When you were putting this team together, how conscious were you to make sure that you had a point guard of someone of John's quality in this league?
Oh, very, very much so. Look, we, again, as I said, like every year I put a call into John's manager and say, hey, what's happening? Is any chance? No was the answer. So we put a pretty extensive list together, which started back in well, back when I got the job, but I went over to Vegas for the G League showcase in December. I went over and checked on some point guards over there, and then again in the Summer League this year. We had a pretty extensive list of guys that we were interested in. We peeled it back. They were all high-level point guards. I think to compete in the NBL, you have to have a really high-level point guard. Otherwise, you're just going to make up the numbers. And we didn't want to come in and be an expansion team who was happy to make up the numbers. We want to come in and compete from the get-go. So we figured if we go get one of the best and we feel like we have one, then we'll give ourselves half a chance.
Phoenix coach Simon Mitchell joining me here on SEN. Simon, just tell us about Mitch Creek and what he's been able to do for your team as a leader. I thought it was really obvious. We were there in game one for the commentary of that game, and I thought it looked obvious that Mitch wanted this to be his team. Yes, he wanted to have everyone involved, but there were moments down the stretch, and a bit similar yesterday in the first half when the game was really up for grabs. Mitch wanted that responsibility.
Yeah, I don't think people fully understand just how invested Mitch is in South East Melbourne. Obviously he had interest in the NBA, and he gave it everything he had, and it didn't quite come off this off-season. But I'm sure there'll be other opportunities for him there. But while he's over in the G League, we were talking regularly, and he just wanted to know everything that was going on at the club, fully invested. He's always, hey, have you spoken to this bloke? I reckon he'd be good for our team. Like, he's just completely over the top of everything. I know he had his eye on the NBA, but he also had a keen interest in what we were doing. And the fact that he's come in and taken over as a leader, he didn't really have to come in and take over. He was a leader from the get-go. He's the first guy we signed, and he's just been across it since we signed him. And I think it's natural, and it's part of his makeup to be that guy who's going to lead from the front.
Watching yesterday in the coverage, I could see Terry Armstrong sitting at the back end of the bench. He's obviously pretty keen to get out there, one of the next star players, or next-gen star players, I should say. When are we likely to see him?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a day-by-day one. Like he's been really unlucky since he came out here. He's had all sorts of nicks and bumps and, some illnesses as well. So this one he's got now, because he had a bit of a foot problem. And then he had a bit of, not a reaction to wearing the boot, but it put a little bit of a strain on his calf. And now he's got a little bit of a calf issue. So it just seems to be one thing after the other for the young bloke, which is really unfortunate because, he'd be champion at the bit to get out there and show everyone what he's about as well. So I'm not fully across the expectation is he's back in practicing this week. So, but I don't know which day, whether it's going to be tomorrow or the day after.
And Ty Wesley probably still a couple of weeks off with that hamstring?
Yeah, Ty's going to be a little further along than what we'd hoped.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the injury is a little bit more extensive, not just the hamstring. There's a little bit of a tendon issue there. So we're going to take the conservative route on this one and just make sure that it's plenty fine for the second half of the season.
It's a long, long season. You're only a couple of games in for Phoenix fans. Home game against Illawarra Saturday at 8 o'clock at Melbourne Arena once again. Simon, thanks for your time. Grateful to have you on the show, and congratulations once again.
No worries, Jack. Appreciate it.
Simon Mitchell, the coach of the South East Melbourne Phoenix, joining us. And